RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Also, yesterday featured, we'll get right back to your calls, probably the most Giants moment of this football season.
Which was?
Deontay Banks,
yeah,
returning the kick for a touchdown.
Having a Deontay Banks moment and then returning the kick for a touchdown.
Exactly. And
because don't forget, now if you didn't see this.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Raiders were desperate. They went for it on fourth down three or four times on that drive. I think three.
Three.
Three times on that drive. The last time was on fourth and goal on the 4-yard line or 5-yard line, whatever it was. And they play man coverage. And Deontay Banks is on Tyler Lockett, and he's in really good man coverage. Has outside leverage, so he can't go to the corner. Tyler Lockett sticks his foot in the ground and just runs back over the top of the back of the end zone. And Deontay Banks just stops and is like pointing to an invisible safety, like, all right, you got that zone. And it was man coverage.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like, dude, what are you doing? You have this massive brain fart. And then... The ensuing kickoff, he returns 95 yards for a touchdown.
Exactly.
You know what I came to the thought conclusion of? Because I've really not liked him as a player. I thought he was lazy in some of those games a couple of years ago where he got benched because he didn't hustle to try to get Jalen Hurts, I believe it was, out of bounds. He just kind of pushed him. Yes. And ran for an extra 15 yards or whatever it was. And just watching his mannerisms, I think he's just an immature kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was drafted young. He was like 20 or 20, just turning 21, whatever it was.
Not from a big pro, well, Maryland, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but no, it's like the baby program, right, of the Big Ten. And so he was the man there, even though it's different being the man at Maryland and versus being the man at Ohio State.
Right.
At Ohio State, you have earned your job being a starting, cornerback at a Big Ten school. At Maryland, you're probably just kind of giving it.
Yes.
And so, I think he hasn't matured. And so, I asked Smelk yesterday, we were watching the game. I was like, wait, how old is he? He's 24 years old. And you can see it in his face.
Yes.
Right? You can see I don't fully understand what's happening. And so, he returns that kick. It wipes out this another boneheaded Deontay Banks play. And I said, Smelk, I think he might be a good player. It's just not going to be here.
Yeah, you know what? That is one. If he goes on and he's good somewhere else, I'll live with the fact that he was a busted.
He's gonna be. I think he's going to be good somewhere else.
His ball skills have just been so bad.
Well, that's the thing. Like what makes him a bad corner is he doesn't know how to play the ball in the air. He's where he's supposed to be.
No, he can run with you. Well, you should speed.
Oh, he covers well. He's right where he needs to be. He just doesn't make the play on the ball. And so, and then he has the boneheaded, low IQ plays where he just, hey, we're not playing man. We're playing man coverage.
But to be a good player, doesn't it have to be taught? Like, can he be taught into,
Oh, 100%. Like becoming a ball skill player is just about doing ball skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, just have someone throw you the ball in weird spots. And you have to throw that ball high, get up and get your hand on it. Or throw that ball behind you, put your foot in the ground and get your hand on
it. Okay.
Like, it's practice. It's just reaction. There's way to design like a skill development test to get you to learn how to react to a ball in the air. So that's one thing.
All right.
The IQ stuff is simply watching tape. It's watching it so that your eyes bleed. So you get to the point where it's like, I've seen this 30,000 times and I'm so bored of watching this. But now all of a sudden, when you get in the game and you see it, it's just like, oh, I know what they're doing. Oh, okay, I got this. I remember asking my brother this question because he played for 16 years as a corner and then the last year as a safety. Like year 14, 13, or whatever it was. I was like, how in the hell are you still doing this? He's like, I know what's going to happen before it happens. It's all neck up. And he didn't have to physically, he was jacked up. I mean, we're both 50. I'm running marathons. He's got to get a knee replacement. You know, he's just, his body is beat up. But he did it from neck up. And that comes from just being obsessed with understanding what's happening.
You have to love football.
You have to love watching football.
Right.
Loving football is great because it's an unbelievable sport. You get dressed up on a Saturday. You put your pants on. You put your shoulder pads on. You're going to hit somebody. You just feel really good. You go out there. There's 70,000 people screaming at you. The energy of the field is just, it's awesome. Like, you can't not love it. But to be great at it, you have to love doing the stuff that sucks. And that's watching tape, grinding on schemes, all that stuff. And he hasn't learned to do that. And so as much as I dislike the way Deontay Banks has played in 4 years here, 3 years, here's his third year, and 3 years here, I see like this potential there. And I want to see it realized. I just don't think I can see it here.
So why haven't coaches been able to pull that out?
So again, that's another thing. Part of this is coaching. Part of this is being a Wink Martindale, baby, mm-hmm. who just tells you until you're blue in the face how good you are when you're not.
Right.
Part of it is Shane Bowen coming in after the Wink Martindale experience and not having a clue on what you want to do with your talent on defense, and then not teaching it to them, and then firing one of the best defensive back coaches in football, right?
Jerome Henderson.
Jerome Henderson. And so, like, it's just the, you remember how we talked about John Mara saying, God, we did everything we could to screw up Daniel Jones.
Yes.
In some ways, the Giants have done everything they can to screw up Deontay Banks.
Wow.
And so I blame him because he's immature and he's not taking it upon himself. But the Giants don't escape blame themselves. That's for damn sure.
Keep an eye on Deontay Banks, the next star of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I promise you, he's going to go someplace else. He's going to grow into a man, and he's going to be freaking good.
I guess that would be a punch in the gut. And the reason I brought up that it was like the most perfect Giant moment is just the idea of if you had any hope in a Giant loss and the Raiders kind of punch back on that Lockett play over Banks, to have your failed first-round pick of a cornerback be the one returning kicks and take back a kick that buries the Raiders from the one pick, which is, it was the most Giants thing ever.
No.
He helped them in a win that you feel like you need the loss because you're part of the reason we need to lose and get the number one pick because you've been a failed pick.
Right.
It was just, it was a perfect blender moment.
No, it really was. And it's funny because listening to him after the game, he said, like, he knows he can do that. And he has fun returning kicks.
He looks good.
And it might be because he doesn't know how hard it is. Like, how dangerous it is to return kicks.
Yeah, he just catches the ball and
just
runs.
Just catches it and runs. And you don't have to think. And so he has fun doing that. The challenge for Deontay Banks is going to make fun being learning how to be a great DB. Because, by the way, isn't a lot of really good kick returners that were also DBs? One of them is in the Hall of Fame. He's the only one in the Hall of Fame. Devin Hester. We've forgotten. He was a failed defensive back, failed wide receiver. He was just a great return guy.
And I mean, look, is it a failed pick if he turns into Devin Hester? I don't think so.
I mean,
probably won't do it here, but
it's not happening here. You can't re-sign him.
Can't re-sign
him. And again, that doesn't happen until next year.
He's still under contract.
Still, it's like you see the athleticism there. So you know it's there. It's just, you got to make him give a you know what.
Maybe Jim Schwartz comes in with Kevin Stefanski and figures it out for a year and he earns it.
But I don't think it's hard love. It's not hard love's not making it. It's not going to get it.
It's just the actual teaching.
It's making him love it.
Making him love it.
You have to love what you're doing. I don't know how you do that, but you have to make him love it. And if you love it, then you can't get enough of it. You don't want to go home.
It's gotta be.
You want to sit and watch tape. You want to like, oh, what did Patrick Peterson do? Oh, what did the best corners in the league? What do they do? And you just watch it. I do that now. I watch Derrick Henry and I'm like, damn, how the hell?
Isn't it tough to teach someone to love something though? Shouldn't that be like already in them?
You have to make them want to love it. And that's by making it fun. Like returning kicks is fun.
Yeah.
Because you got to be on it. You have to be a little bit crazy. And I think he's a little bit crazy. You know you're going to get the crap hit out of you. But
just put him in a room with Scataboo. But
there's a chance. It's not that simple. You put it in there's a chance where like you make one guy miss and you're just running free. Having had a lot of long runs in my career, there is nothing more like thrilling than running free on an open football field.
It's euphoric.
It is absolutely euphoric. And I got to tell you, like, the thing that would give me the most thrill after when I would do something like that would be to go back, especially when they were at home, to go back and watch the film of it and seeing the fan reaction.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One by one, their eyeballs popping
just
up?
Just when you split something and you come free and all of a sudden everybody's like up and just going insane. Like, to have the ability as an athlete to change somebody's emotions like that with a snap of a finger is so freaking empowering, man. It's just, I can't explain it really, but it's just, you make people stand to their feet.
Yeah.
And you make them scream and they yell and it's awesome. That, like, when I started becoming that player, that's what made me love the game. That's what made me start like working harder and spending hours with the offensive linemen. What are you guys trying to do? How can I help? How can I better understand what you're doing up front? And like it just becomes like a drug. Success is a drug.
I can't be.
And
more
so Deontay Banks needs success.
Needs success.
And so young quarterbacks need success. So I don't give a crap about developing a guy into a pocket passer, Danny Cannell. I care about a guy having success, because when you show a guy success, you get addicted to it.
You can hear it in your tiki.
I'm just telling you, you get addicted to it.
Maybe you're the one that's got to make Deontay Banks fall in love with football.
Somebody's got to. But you got to make him be successful. Help him be successful so that he loves it. Because there's nothing worse than doing something and failing and failing and failing and failing and failing and failing. You just stop caring.
You're right. Because it feels like no matter what you do,
you're going to stink. And then you find success and it's like, oh. Then you find it again and it's like, oh, dude, give me another hit.
I can't relate to that, Tiki. I'm very jealous that you have that with you. That must be euphoric. The closest I get is eating Zeppelis at the fair and watching people be obsessed with how I'm eating them. The powdered sugar all over the place.
It was like having sex.
Exactly.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.